Miscellaneous staff reports.
Yes, I have a few things to comment on. At our last meeting, we had talked about how we'd received two proposals for a labor mediator, and they were going to. We had talked about them coming back at the October 22nd meeting next week. Due to scheduling conflicts, they're actually going to be coming back for the November 5th meeting. They both confirmed, so we'll see them at that point. Our compliance officer has been working on the employer audits. He started that process. He's going to be wrapping up the first one shortly, and he's done an on-site for the second employer on his list, so he'll be coming back to the board in the next month or two to present the findings of that. And it being the first one, the first employer audit that he's done, he's had to tweak his process a little bit and kind of make sure that it's, you know, good to go going forward. So that's been a nice, useful learning opportunity for him. One other thing I wanted to mention is Tim and Chi-Chi and Jeff will be moving into their new investment space at the end of next week.
Yes.
And shortly after that, we'll actually be installing card readers in the building, because right now, Cicero employees are using hard keys to get into different sides of the hallway and such. So with the card readers, we'll have greater control and security, and it'll be improvement for the suites. So that'll be a nice thing. So I just wanted to mention that.
Great. Tim, anything?
Two quick personnel updates. On First Eagle, Abe Deshpande, who is one of the three co-portfolio managers on the global value strategy we have with them, will be leaving the firm. He announced this last week. He was taken off the portfolio immediately. He'll be leaving the firm around the end of the year. We still have Matt McLennan and Kimball Booker, who, quite frankly, were 95% of our contact with the organization was with those two individuals. The other update is on our investment with Artisan Partners. Andy Stevens had been the kind of architect of the growth equity team there. He'd been slowly transitioning out. They told us when we hired them that Andy was taking a smaller role. He's now stepping off portfolio management responsibilities, still on the team, but Jim Hamill is taking over leadership of that. Our contact has been with Jim. Jim is our guy. These are lower level issues. The only other thing is on the consultant search, we received the 13 responses. I think we updated the board last week, and just need a few minutes of the committee's time after the meeting today on that.
Karen, anything?
Nothing to report.
You haven't been sued in the last 7 days? Good. Okay. Christina, anything other than Tim's new office? Tim and Jeff? All right. If you have a chance, go over and take a look. They look really nice. Did a nice job.
Your chairs came with it? Or they all stand up.
They haven't put in the gold fixtures in the bathroom yet, but
they haven't had chairs before.
So no, we're going with a very minimalist look. There's actually no furniture. We're just going to stand up.
You could probably get Bill Gross's desk. They'd ship it right up here.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
It won't fit in those offices.
Too small.
Currently, the only furniture in there are chairs.
This is true.
Outside professional, Bob,
Marty,
Dorian. Okay, we're good. Trustee comments. Anything? Deborah.
Tuesday, a group of us, Jerry, Gabe, Chi-Chi, Gail, joined us. We did two on-site visits, one with Angela Gordon and one with Torchlight. Those went well. Not going to give a full report with all the details, but and then on Wednesday we attended the Torchlight Conference, which I thought was interesting. They had Paul Volcker was a presenter at lunch, and as well, Torchlight has some interesting narrative on the regulatory state of banks and how that affects what's going on in the economy right now. Prior week, Thursday, Friday after the meeting Wednesday, I was also at the Investors Roundtable Conference in Chicago. So had an opportunity to, that's always an interesting conference for me because I particularly like watching the consultants, and it's mostly roundtable oriented discussion type panels of people speaking, and not really formal presentations. And so roundtables of consultants and investment managers, and particularly they go into the interesting things like fees and what's going on, you know, new risk analysis and things going on in public plans and endowments and so forth, education. So that's mine.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot was talked about, was there too, as well, hedge funds. That seems to be a lot of talk on their fees and how it's a lot that seemed to be like a big focus on, but it was a good conference.
Okay. Yep. Scott?
Went to the International Federation of Employee Benefit Plans. I was going to do the acronym and then see if I could say it. conference in Boston Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Got back late last night. It's more, what I learned is it's to me more of a convention atmosphere than it is a conference atmosphere. It's unwieldy. There are thousands of participants. The good news is there's a large menu of opportunities for classes. I had some really good ones. I think I hit 9 or 10 sessions. Very good presenters, particularly one on private equity. So it's a mixed bag. I don't know, for those of you who have been, you already knew this. I found out the hard way that it's a little bit larger conference than I thought it was going to be, but nonetheless, it was valuable.
You know, they have some good training of that CAP. I don't know if you heard about CAPP 1 and 2 they offer. Those are both very good courses. You can do them like 2 days before the conference.
Yeah, that they were on the weekend, and I did not do that. But yeah, they had a pre-conference menu as well.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Lunch is in the other room.
And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah.